from the days when we had to make the weight stretch. Now it's Vacherons and all the Marpa K sets. You wanna get money with me? Say less. Say, say less. Say less. You wanna get money with me? Say less.
What's poppin', people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less.
Yeah.
With Kaz.
Yeah.
Low-key.
Stressed.
Stressed out. PG Low.
Are you brown bagging it?
At least you're not raw dogging it.
Bro.
Hey, yo.
I'm just
saying. The week that I've had since we
it calls
left
for that.
Here, like, I just, let's just get this going.
Dog, you cannot leave this room with that.
No, of course
not. You can only brown bag that indoors.
By the end of the episode, it'll be done.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And Rosie.
And Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
What's up, man? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm so glad that we got back together and did this. Right. Such perfect
time. I like this, you know, the rock thing you got.
The what?
The rock
thing? The Dwayne Rock Johnson chain.
This is a Dwayne thing?
Oh, you know, the choker?
Yeah, the black with the gold chain.
I didn't know that was
the Halloween outfit on.
What about his shoes? Do you like his shoes?
Shoes suck.
The shoes is fire. Shout out Adidas.
I just don't get why the
AE1s. All right.
Well,
taking over
like,
the game.
Think? Like, what do you think?
Anthony Edwards put Adidas on his back.
You know, I don't.
You know, I haven't rocked Adidas since Yeezy left. I haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why?
No, they're just wildly comfortable. Like,
no, but that's why you haven't rocked them?
I've heard Adidas.
They're wildly comfortable. But Adidas, you know, Ant Edwards put Adidas on his back, man. No, I didn't.
Oh.
But,
well, here we are.
But Ant-Man put him on his back. And I like him, too. It's not like, yeah, of course, they shout out to the plug. But I really like him. You know what I mean? So shout out to Ant-Man.
Good way to sell him.
And that's a big thing,
a lot
too.
Of
like,
is cool.
Freesia's cool. When you're the new face of the league, you feel me? This isn't even a paid thing. I'm just saying. You know?
Those Ant-Mans?
Yeah, these are Ant-Mans. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo,
you thought they was ugly before you thought they was ugly.
I know they're ugly.
You see how influential you are, Low?
Influential?
Look, if that's there's how anyone influential committed to shoes, it's Low.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Listen, I mess with the Ant-Mans, bro. Adidas was looking... It was looking shaky for a minute. Like, Ant-Man said, get on my back.
It's kind of like,
get behind me, Adidas. Got this.
It's like when you like somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to try their product.
Of course. Of course.
You want to support them.
It took me a while. Like, I see Wale get some fits off of them. I see Ant-Man playing them a lot.
Well, he don't count. He's going to get fits off in it.
You're right. Yeah. But I was like, you know what?
Let me try.
It's a while. I see like some basketball sneakers I could see just wearing in real life. Like, Kyrie's had a thing for a while.
Yeah, Kyrie definitely had
Kobe, obviously. But
I never had a pair of Kobe's.
I'm like, all right, Ant-Man.
I just thought of something.
What?
Wale's one of those people, like, if he went out, right, and bought some Payless sneakers and didn't tell anybody that they was Payless.
He probably rocked it off.
People going, the hypebeats are like, where are these from?
Maybe.
Where are these?
I mean, people have done it before, man. Like, that should be a challenge.
That should be a challenge.
People should be like, challenge? Yo.
Yeah. Can you tell me where my sneakers are from?
Payless.
If Complex is still paying people, I'd just be like, yo, take $250, take somebody famous, and go get a fit off and see if you can really get fits off.
That'd be fire. Wale's the one to do it.
He would.
Who would win amongst you three?
Amongst us three? On a budget fit contest?
$250.
I honestly probably
we're going to Payless or just going anywhere.
Anyway, $250 only though.
$250 only.
Oh, I'm buying.
Jimmy Jazz right there.
I mean, Jimmy Jazz. You can run up a quick bill. Yeah, H&M. You get an ill fit off $250.
Right there.
Gap
is right
there.
You know
what I mean?
$250.
Yeah, you can get something.
Wait, is it winter or is it summer? When is it?
Summer. Let's say summer.
Summer's easy.
I'm a female. I think I would win. $250?
Probably.
That's easy for girls.
Women, people never clock women's fits and what they're wearing, though, except other women.
Like
nobody gives a
like that meme where it's like you'll be on a $10,000 vacation with $10 fits.
Yeah,
like women being
exactly
women. So exactly. And we'll never wear them again.
Yeah. Wearing rainbow unlimited too, and nobody would care.
How many fits do you think you get it for $250?
How many fits I can get off of $250? I mean, shit. This sweater alone is pricey.
We didn't ask how much the current thing costs.
Okay,
I can get 3.5 solid fits off for $250.
You're not thinking smart. All you need is one pair of pants.
You got one pair of pants, right? You got one pair of pants.
That's
one neutral color pair of pants. Maybe some light blue, or you don't go black.
Something.
Or
cargo, something.
But something just neutral, like a nude, a tan, a light pink, something like that. And you can get like two or three shirts, you know what I'm saying? Something that's a little bit more like a light, like something like this, like a teal, like a green. Like, it's all about colors. It's all about, you know, I mean, mixing and matching.
You could do it.
And you could spend the most of the money on the feet.
Low, how many?
As long as the feet are, as long as the feet are proper, you can pull anything off.
All right, so this is what I'm doing. I'm going to Target.
Yep.
Getting a bunch of white tees.
Buying a 7-pack of white tees.
Easy, easy.
That's going to be $15.99.
Low done this before.
Then I'm going to Foot Locker, and I'm getting like some pink.
White on white ups.
Well, that was my last thing. I'm getting some like maybe pink.
Yeah.
Red, yellow
socks.
Shorts.
Yes.
Oh,
sorry. Right?
Okay, okay. You can do the shorts.
Nike, and you can go to the special shorts section too, the discounted section.
Nike shorts.
All about it.
Then I'm going to get some.
I will run up.
I'm going to get some Cavs.
The last chance
Cavs
sales.
White socks. Like Cavs white socks. Like just have them right up here. About two pair of those. Three pairs of those. Yeah. Then white on whites. And then probably a fresh Yankee.
One of these episodes, we're going to do like a Chappelle show. Not Chappelle show. Half-Baked. Remember when he had like $8?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Ding, ding. We hope to
yeah, so like,
and just the most, see how, what we can get off.
The most expensive thing is going to be the
feet.
The Air Force Ones.
Yeah, that's the feet 100. Are always going
to
be.
That's
the
like, in reference to the Half-Baked, that's like when she asked for sauerkraut.
Right.
Like, yeah, yeah. That's the most expensive thing. That's going to run me $120. The Air Force One is going to run me $120.
I can't skimp on the feet. That's the only thing I can't skimp on. Yeah. Like I can get by on some cheap jeans. I can get by on the okay top. But as long
New
as
Balances aren't too expensive now.
Yeah, that's no, the they're not. Trend.
But New Balances kind of got a wave right now, man.
Like, Rory loves like Rory. Every pair of sneaker Rory has is.
Shout out Jack Harlow, man. And
I was going to say white people.
Got it. Speaking of white people. man, last time we were here, so I want to make something perfectly clear for this episode, right? Because I feel like, you know, we had a few clips that got a lot of attention. And there was not a whole lot of context. I just want to be perfectly clear. This time last week, as we were recording the show, we were just supposed to be like, you know what? It's been a long time. Let's get our mojo back.
Right.
It was a reunion. A reunion. It's just, you know, we've all been busy. Let's all get back into the mode of stuff.
Right.
We were blessed by the content and podcast gods that Kendrick Lamar said, you know what? I'm on his ass right now, right. Like as we were taping. And as we finished, I think Euphoria was the only track that was out. But since then, we have gotten 60 in L.A., Meet the Grams, Family Matters, The Heart Part 6,
Not Like Us.
Five. And it's been 7 days.
Five records in 7 days.
Yeah. Is that too much?
Wait, no.
I gotta say,
it's a bit overwhelming.
I mean, it's a lot. It's an overload of information. Yeah, but
dude, Kendrick dropped while we were still listening to Drake's song.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
that's
mid,
a lot.
Like mid episode, I spent half the episode like defending Drake up until Euphoria dropped. I was like, God damn.
But it's like, you're looking at a situation where the other guy, you know, kind of prompted him
he
to
did.
Do this.
He's the other guy.
On TaylorMade, he pretty much was like, yo, I know you were there working on a triple quadruple entendre in New York.
Instigated this nigga to do this.
There was a bar specifically when he was like, you're not just going to let this go away now. Like, no. We pushing you. Like, you coming
and
out
he
right
pushed
now.
Back.
See,
and
Kendrick
he pushed
to me him. Is like, I don't know who you guys consider people you shouldn't poke, but one person I think you shouldn't poke besides Kendrick is Eminem.
Well, I think now we all know, right?
But I said that. I literally said that before everything happened. I said there are two people you don't push. Three, probably. Push, M, and Kendrick.
Yeah, because Eminem
push and Kendrick literally showed us what the fuck happens when you...
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'll tell you this. It's hard to say... We know now because this was some unprecedented shit. Like it wasn't like it was one song that was just such a body blow. Like the timeline of events to me made this, in my opinion, like the best rap battle I've ever seen. Right?
Well,
like,
we saw it in real time.
It's two people at the peak of their popularity and at the peak of their, you know,
their careers.
And I also want to be clear, like, I got my winner. I got a person I picked who won. But I don't think we should. I don't think there's really any losers in this. I want to say. I know it sounds super corny, but
tomato.
I don't think it's a real loser.
It's tied.
No. I'm not saying it's tied.
There's no loser. They both spoke their piece.
I'm not saying it's tied.
Pick a side, bro.
Kendrick clearly won, in my opinion.
Thank you.
All I'm saying is we shouldn't. I don't want to give Drake any bad words about this because at least he engaged. At least he went back and forth. Like, he could have very easily been like, I'm too famous for this shit.
That moral victory shit is out the
fucking window. I'm not saying it's a moral victory.
Oh my God, you tried.
I'm not saying it's a moral victory.
You're supposed to fucking try, my nigga. You started this shit.
I'm not saying it's a moral victory.
You're supposed to fucking try. Did he try hard enough, though? That's the question. Mm. Did he try hard enough? And I do think, I mean, after
I think he tried his hardest. I think he tried his absolute hardest.
No way.
I don't think Drake put his best foot forward.
I think he planted stuff. Wait, was that the red button? What was that?
I
don't think that was the red
Where's
button.
Where's the detonator that he was talking about?
Listen, if the red button is, hey, I know what you and your wife is going through.
The red button was like, come on.
It's either I know what you and your wife have gone through, or you and your kids. Like, that seems pretty red buttonish to me. Like, your kids are on the album cover. Like,
that's not red buttonish if your kids on the album cover.
Yeah. No, if he's saying that's not your kids, yes, I think it kind of counts.
Is it true?
I don't know.
That can't be.
But
does that matter?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
So let's focus question. On
let's break this down. Here. Right. As we've gotten these five or six records, we've gotten all this kerfuffles from all camps. Yeah. We've gotten media types picking sides. You got people trying to be unbiased. You got people showing their bias. We got records that they're hits. We got records that were just like, this is good rapping, but I don't think I'm gonna listen to this again. But I think at the crux of this, I think every rap fan had to ask themselves, how important is the truth really when it comes to these songs, right?
Was Jay-Z a Taibo? Okay.
I'm gonna say something. Yeah. I mean, was he doing karate?
He was boxing. He was boxing.
He what?
Well, I think
he was taking like some, wasn't he taking like fitness classes or something?
Yeah, there was like videos of him like getting, you know what I mean, hitting the heavy bag and stuff.
It's not Taibo.
Nas took it another level. It's like, look at this Taibo hole. I can get that.
I see
the artistic liberties he took.
It was funny.
All right, so that's my thing. Taibo. Like, when it comes to telling the truth, is what's the line of this is the truth, so this guy is winning? Or what's the line of this is artistic integrity, and we're going to just go with what the better record is?
I'm going to be honest with you. As long as it sounds cool and it's funny to me, I'm going to like it. But if it's the truth, it's like, ooh. That's what I found myself doing. But they could tell the truth and it's still not sound as honestly, listening to the tracks,
the tracks that made me do that, made me go, ooh, were the ones that are like, I don't listen to this. Like, when I heard the timing of Meet the Grams, I think
was disrespectful
and fucking, I think that was when they go back and if you watch the History Channel and they're like, great blunders in the war history. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that point right there.
What was disrespectful?
Like, the letters to everybody in his family.
Family Matters was clearly the response to Euphoria.
Right.
There was the video. They went and got the van. They crushed the van. Drake, there's all these subliminal things happening that I think only a handful of people probably know what's really going on, who he's talking to, all this other shit. But the verses themselves were biting as well.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it was probably Drake's best punch back. But he didn't even let it breathe for an hour.
If I'm Kendrick, am I supposed to?
That's what I'm saying.
He dropped it while I'm still listening. I'm still rewinding
If I'm Kendrick
and I'm looking at this record that has a video to it, that's probably one of the better records out of this whole situation. I'm stepping on that.
Right.
In my moment, I am not
letting you get this shit off.
Men.
Because if you let motherfuckers sit with that record for a long time, they're like, okay, hold on.
I mean, I sat with it after it dropped, and I felt the same way. Yeah, there's some shit in here.
But he sucked the air out the room right after talking to your mysterious daughter, your father, your mother, you.
Incredible. Yo, the shit he said to his father, I was laughing. I'm not.
So let's zoom in on that, right?
Okay.
Fuck the timing thing. Let's talk about the actual contents within the rap.
Okay.
Does the truth matter?
I think the truth. And how do we know he's telling the truth?
We don't know.
Because that's the thing. We don't know.
We just don't know.
It just sound good. That's what I'm saying. It sound good. We don't know.
And
he was like, we don't care.
Because we still don't know what Drake really did to piss everybody off. And nobody's saying.
But that's not even. The caveat is.
Metro's tweet. Nobody's saying it.
But the caveat is, all right, does this nigga have an 11-year-old daughter? Is this nigga a pedophile? Does Kendrick beat his wife? There's no paper trail to any of these claims, right? So it's like certain things you got to be careful with.
Right.
Like, the pedophile thing is like, all right, bro, like, that's heavy.
Right.
That could sideline somebody's career no matter who you are.
I kind of think it already.
I mean, same thing with the DV.
Yeah, both of those things. That's what I'm saying.
Like, kind of,
especially with what Kendrick stands for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That looks crazy.
Of course. So I see Drake's play. Drake's play was, I'm going to discredit everything about this guy, because even if you hear it in his raps, a lot of times his beef with Kendrick, in my opinion, isn't even so much about Kendrick. It's about what we think of Kendrick and the respect Kendrick gets. Like, there's a bunch of times
he hates that. He wants that so bad.
There's so many times he's like, I don't know why people like you. Like, he pretty much straight up says that.
And then Kendrick says, I don't like you.
Yeah, right?
Right, like, and here's why.
Basically saying,
and I'm not the only person that thinks this.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like you.
Yeah.
20v1 reverse.
I mean,
he's saying a lot of shit that we would say to ourselves about Drake.
I mean, listen, I don't know Drake.
That's why he says he's speaking for the culture.
I'm saying from an artist.
I don't know Drake from a hole in the wall. That's what I'm saying. Like, how important is the truth? Because, you know, obviously, this is a different type of rap battle from what we grew up on, right? Yeah. I think the speed, the internet, social media, being able to go and pick what makes sense to you and what feels truthful to you, because there's this internet paper trail from the last 15 years, maybe, of both of these artists. So it gets to a point where it's like, all right, how important is the truth here? Because on one hand, if any of these things are true, you look at Drake differently. If any of these things are true, you look at Kendrick differently, right? But does it matter if it slaps?
Right? Yeah, it does.
How does it matter?
I'm not listening to a nigga that is a pedophile. I don't listen to R. Kelly.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That's true.
I haven't intentionally
listened to R. Kelly in years. Like, if I'm just walking around and I hear an R. Kelly song,
so shit don't matter
I'm
to
like,
you.
Oh, I guess this is where we're at. You know,
like, shit don't matter to you.
I mean, R. Kelly got some songs.
So Drake comes out to be a pedophile. God's plan still slaps.
I mean, Drake is not my dog in this fight. I'm just looking for a reason not to like Drake.
So here's the thing,
I'm not
right?
looking for a reason not to like him. I am.
There's two things.
You just don't like him.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Well, if you found out Kendrick beat his wife, you still listening?
It'll be hard to take him seriously because of what he stands for.
Exactly.
And it's like, yo, bro.
I mean, if anyone beat their wives in this case, wouldn't y'all be like?
Yeah, I mean, you would definitely.
You would absolutely
look at the music.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on in your household speaking about all this shit that you promote and have in your moral compass? And it's like, damn, like, that was true?
Yeah.
Okay, so then at what point in terms of these, like, rap beefs do the truths become true?
So here's where I stand.
When they can prove it.
Right.
That's literally it.
You know the line that bothered me when Drake was talking about how Kendrick's wife follows Dave Free and not him, and I was like, that's a stupid line because I don't follow anyone.
I'm fucking
with you after
I'm like,
I don't
have
follow
you been
you.
In a relationship
about to fuck up my
I don't
day.
Know like what like Easter egg nugget you thought you were planning like yeah well she follows Dave Free like okay
she's also known him
for the chronically online Kendrick Lamar who's always on Instagram. I've never seen Kendrick Lamar leave an Instagram comment in life ever
I don't know
why the hell would you I don't you know what I mean so
but that's the game he plays.
Yeah.
Drake plays that social media shit very well.
So here's the thing. They both accuse each other of being manipulative. They both accuse each other of being things that they don't say that they are. And they're both put themselves in position in this rap battle where they were both like, hey, this could be a friendly exhibition as long as it doesn't go to here. Right?
No, Kendrick made that very clear. He was like,
this could be
a friendly fade.
Both records. Drake said the same thing. And Family Matters. He basically said like, you know,
by that time, it's off the rails now.
Well, I mean,
by that time, we already took the gloves off.
He said it could be a friendly thing?
He basically said...
Kendrick on Euphoria said, this could be a friendly fade. Let's not get personal.
Mm.
Oh, and then Drake said, you know what I'm gonna do? Get personal.
I mean, Drake in the first record, in the first bar, he said, you mentioned my seed, I gotta go bad. Now you gotta mess with his dad. I gotta go bad. Like, that's, both of them was like, you both crossed the line on both of them.
Drake crossed the first by mentioning Kendrick's fiance, Whitney.
Yeah.
In push-ups.
Well, you're right, I guess.
And he said, let's keep it personal. This is just a friendly fade.
Mm.
And then proceeded to get even more personal on the records to come.
Right. So that's why. All right. So as we got to now, right?
Yeah.
You got, unfortunately, I wouldn't say unfortunately, we get to the heart part six.
Yeah.
After, what was it, Sunday night?
Wait, let's not even go there yet.
What's up?
Let's keep going with Not Like Us.
All right. Yeah, so
I'm chanting OB Ho this summer.
Yeah,
we can't. I'm chanting that I'm making a dance of the
basically size. Kendrick reformed Drake's formula.
Yes.
And used it against him.
Yeah.
And it took over the weekend.
Yep. So Rosie, there's been like so many like rules to beef, right? Like some of these is it true? Who's got the better bars? And in this new like era of beef records that Drake kind of made popular, it was like, yeah, I can diss you and I could also have the whole world dancing to your diss. And I don't think anybody has done it better than Drake for a long time up until now, right? Like, I think it's the first time somebody did it to him.
Without question.
And, you know, when Not Like Us dropped, I mean, I think it was a combination to me anyway of the shock of him, like, another song. And it was such a deviation from how dark Meet the Grams was.
Right.
Right, where it was just like, oh my God, this is an uncomfortable listen.
That was beautiful.
It was an uncomfortable, to me, I thought it was an uncomfortable listen.
I liked
like,
it.
The pianos, and it sounded like a scary
eerie
movie.
I think that's the Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Well, Alchemist produced it, so shout out to Alchemist. I think like there's like a little sample or similar keys to Elton John's Benny and the Jets.
Yeah, which is sampled on Best I Ever Had, right?
No.
Yeah, it was. Best I Ever Had was a...
Oh, yes.
Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Knowing how petty Kendrick is.
But yeah, I think, but it just reminded me of Benny and Jess. But go on.
Man, so now we get to Not Like Us. And
we get to bopping our heads.
There's so many layers to why it's such an insane record. Because I talked to a lot of... I'm sure you have too. Talked to a lot of West Coast folks. I never knew Kendrick and Mustard never did a song together. And they're like...
Mustard's from the Bay, right?
No, I think they're... I mean, L.A.
L.A., California, West Coast, whatever.
Okay.
It's the West Coast.
I thought this wasn't there like their second one?
Apparently, this is the first time they did just a song with each other. I think Kendrick's probably like rapped on some Mustard beats, but like it was the first time they collabed.
They got in the studio.
Yeah. And boy. Heat Rock. Like, not like... That to me was, all right, let's go to the scorecards. Let's go to the judges. Like, I think this is, I'd almost call it a TKO, a technical knockout.
It was just, it's just the evidence of people playing the record at all of these parties.
Immediately. Because he dropped it on a Saturday night.
And Ross was playing that shit at a Vegas party. And I'm just like.
He dropped that shit on a Saturday night on Eastern Standard Time. The sun was still out on the West Coast when it came out.
And Sunday,
by the time the sun went down on Saturday, that shit was flipping every party on its head. Say, oh,
that's crazy.
Yo,
that's
OBO,
crazy.
They OBO,
that's crazy. Niles just texted me. He was like, yo, what time did Kendrick drop Not Like Us on Saturday?
Bro.
Like, I don't know.
Bro.
They like 7, 8 o'clock?
I'm shocked. Like, I'm legitimately shocked.
What's the level of shockness? Why?
I'm shocked because I didn't think Kendrick had a bop in him like that. Like, that was the thing everybody was talking about. Like, to me, I thought Euphoria was the best complete song.
That's my favorite.
To me, it's still the best song, like straight up record that's dropped this week.
Yeah.
But everybody was like, it's not like they're gonna play this anywhere. And even in
which they are.
Was it Family Matters or it was one of those records.
Which one?
It was Family Matters, where Drake said Rick Ross going around call me white boy, and it's got a kind of a ring to it. Cause I got all my adversaries waving the white flags while everybody goes around and sings to it. Mm. He thought this was gonna be the record everybody's gonna be singing to. Where in actuality, in less than 48 hours, all singing OV Ho and all this other
That's
shit.
Crazy.
Like, quick as hell.
That's where it gets tricky because, like,
that was the wildest.
The wildest.
That's where it gets tricky because it's like, damn, like, is he? But like, oh God, shit, that's catchy as fuck.
See, that's the point where it's like, how important is the truth really? Because even if Drake isn't somebody who's into younger girls,
that line was still fire.
It is a lie people are going to scream all summer long because
I'm not singing. I'm gonna sing Listen, Ovi Ho. I'm not gonna sing.
I'm gonna say A minor.
I'm not gonna say.
So you see that DJ? It's like certified pedophile. I'm like, whoa, why did you cut the beat off on that part? You know? But
I can't sing the A minor part.
I mean, Kendrick made a valid point, yo. Like he said, I heard you're into girls. I hope they don't catch you on cell block one. And if this is the one thing we can all agree on, in most of hip hop and most of music and hell, most of real life, we don't fuck with grown-ups that mess with young kids. Yeah. Period. Even though we got nothing to do with Drake. If Kendrick just said, hey, I'm just gonna make an anti-pedophile song and it's gonna be a hit record, people be like, wow, this amazing, brilliant. It goes right into his same thing of being this conscious dude who can also make you dance, but also make you think, and also do the other thing. Drake, with not even being having to be a part of this, it would have been a slapper.
Right.
It's like, I'm making an end. I'm making all this talk about,
kids
being taken, all this other shit, all this other stuff about pedophiles and all that stuff. We making an anti-pedophile anthem for the summer.
Okay, wait. On that note, question for both of you.
Right. Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the line? I see everyone, you know, speculating online about that free the slaves line. Like, you rap, like, you trying to free slaves. And you've seen the breakdowns of how people are like, he's proving you're proving Kendrick's point.
I'm gonna speak from the heart here, because I am anybody who's followed me knows I fucked with Drake, I fucked with the OVO. I'm a Drake fan, but there are times where I think Drake sometimes could sound a little bit out of touch. And I think that comes with people that are super famous, super wealthy.
Did he prove Kendrick right?
A little bit. Like, you know, like,
all I wanted to hear.
It's definitely, you know, and granted, like, Kendrick followed up on that line too. Yeah, yeah. Like, so it made it feel fresh. It made it feel like, oh, this wasn't something that they didn't just have record stashed, unless they heard him ahead of time. But he made it sound like I'm following up on not just what I believe you are, but what the culture believes. Cause that was the big talking point. It's like, yo, like, first off, if you're telling your mom I'm still gonna use the N-word, I'm gonna say nigga, I said it. I know that you're mad. I gotta go bad. That's the first way you start the song, and then, you know, following it up with the slave joint, and then Kendrick just broke it down to brass fucking tacks on that third verse of you know what I mean. And nobody loves to hear a fucking history lesson during a rap song, but goddamn, if he didn't tie that shit together,
I don't mind.
And made we don't trust you make sense. Make every it put.
And
you can say what you want about
that.
You can say the one about the pedophile allegations. You can say the shit about all the allegations. The one thing you cannot, if you follow rap or if you follow this game, the one thing you cannot disagree with is that third verse where he was like, yo, anytime you need to get a check, you go to Atlanta and get you some swag up. Like, Future got you hot. 21's there now. Yep. 2 Chainz was there earlier and gave you the cosign. Versace, Amigos. That, like, this
Lil
is baby. All things we all saw.
Little Baby.
Damn, and Lil
Baby.
He really didn't go to the West Coast.
Nah.
He went straight to Atlanta.
No.
He went to the West Coast. He went to the West Coast
with
he did that record with Game. He did.
But we're talking about like actual 100. Like,
no, he did. Yeah, like 100.
He did.
But apparently
he got YG.
He did the motto. He did YG.
Yeah.
But he had a
motto. Was
the motto was
that was Mustard.
That was Mustard.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he did albums in Atlanta with these artists. And that's where you caught him the most.
Well, yeah, he did. That was the Future one.
I'm sure he's recorded in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all I'm saying is this. That record, I think, justified the 2 albums. We Don't Trust You and We Still Don't Trust You. Like, that verse right there made it seem like, oh.
Well, I mean,
this is why all these people are kind of like.
I have to know what he did, bro. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know what he did to whom. I don't know when he did it to whom, why he did it to whom. There's something that was been done. There's things that probably have been said. But out of all this shit, he is the common denominator of everyone not liking.
Yeah.
And it just something had to happen that was so catastrophic.
Doesn't seem like it was a one-time thing.
It wasn't a one-time thing.
Yeah. My theory is like, what if he's just shady? Like, what if he's just like one of those people that like for example, like you're a host and someone will be like, well, I'll do it for this price. You know what I'm saying? What if he does this shady shit on the come up?
Well, that's not shady. That's just someone that's someone getting the bang for their buck.
But I'm saying similar like, to those scenarios.
Just, you think he was just cutting legs out from underneath
I just
people?
Think he was being shady, using people to get plugged up to people, then cutting them out. Like, maybe he was just being shady. And I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. With Drake, that's where this thing gets so tricky because it's like, you know the Drake stimulus is a real thing, right? Like, there's people we might have never have heard of if Drake hadn't hopped on some of these people's records. Right. But at the same time, right. You know what I mean? There's also that.
Where are they now?
Yes. There's like those half of people, like the Migos and
I mean, the Migos, they're, you know.
And I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm not obviously Atlanta. We know you all up on everything all the time. But I'm saying, but for the rest of the world, a lot of people first heard Migos on a Versace record. A lot of people for the first time heard Future on certain on other records with Drake. Like Drake had
I'm not gonna give him that much.
Drake has a gravity.
The future.
That's no, you. I'm not saying.
I'm not saying. I believe that. I'm saying it is within the realm of possibility.
It could be a possibility
that his popularity helped a lot of these artists who are established now blow up. All I'm saying is there's also this other group of artists, the Makonnens, the freaking the Cha Cha, drums,
JB like Black Boy,
all these people, JB Black Boy. There's all these other people who got a wave off of Drake and was gone tomorrow too. So I could see where maybe after years and years of that happening, resentment could build up and they could all just gang up and be like,
right.
That's this guy, right?
Like, aside from like, we also don't know how he moves with women and shit like that. So it's like, there could be a lot of just little shady things that people are like, man, we tired of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He gotta go.
Listen.
Because some people are just not stand-up people and, you know, one thing.
Does
they
he not strike
say,
you as a stand-up person?
He's from Canada.
I mean, Rosie, I feel like
what does that mean?
he's from where is he from in Canada? Does he give you any type of street credibility or hood?
He never did.
So what code would he have to follow? None, right?
The hip hop code?
The wealthy hip hop guy.
What code does he know to follow? None. Who was his OG? Wayne, but was he really like, did he really teach him and sit him down?
Oh, he fucked his girl.
This is what I'm saying. So he doesn't know the code.
Then he got a tattoo.
So there's probably a bunch of shit. There's probably a bunch of shit that he just don't know how to follow. And you're dealing with a bunch of street motherfuckers that are like,
I mean, I ain't a street nigga. I'm a civilian. Right?
I'm also a civilian.
So like, I don't know the code. I don't know that code. So you
guys are
wrong.
But you know how to be a stand up fucking dude.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know right from wrong and like that's a little shady.
You're right.
He might not know that.
I think you're tapped into a different hotline that I think we're tapped into.
All right.
Like you know.
What does that mean?
You know the women of
wow.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, come on, man. Like, don't make me say it. You probably have a better idea of how Drake moves with women and with people than we do.
You know Drake?
I think you're a little more tapped in than we are. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I think I'm looking at it also from like, not by any means saying I'm hood or anything, but I'm looking at it like from the people that are coming at him to like him, where it's like, there's no way y'all could be friends in real life. There's no way.
You got more street cred than him?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm about to say Rosie.
I've been some places. I've done some.
My nigga been in these streets for a long time.
Like, I just feel like there's a certain code that he might not abide by. And you're dealing with Atlanta, mostly Atlanta men who are, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Right. Of that cloth.
Yeah, so after a while, they're like, yeah, let's do this record with him so he could jump. And then they're like, we don't like how this motherfucker.
The one thing that was probably the most telling and why I probably agree with that theory the most is he really has no smoke for Future. Like he sounds legitimately hurt that him and Future had a fall now. And Future,
you know
is
who
the
else
most
I don't think he would come
influ-
at?
To me, he the didn't, most influential he didn't say dude about in Future? Atlanta. No. All he said was, I think on Family Matters, he said something along the lines of like, you know, messed up over Future. He's like, they had a plan and they roped you into it. And he said two albums throwing disses. I did the Kim through it. I just skimmed through it. And that was it. Like, he ain't throw nothing directly at Future. Both of the records. He never really threw nothing at
Future. Because I know Future.
I think the most he said was, I can never be a, you know, I can never be a fan. I gave you your first number one or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, he didn't go hard at him. Like, he went hard.
Because Future came at him on the second verse of the opening track on.
They called him a pillow talk.
Yeah.
I think there's three people he wouldn't come at in Atlanta. I think it's Future, 21, and Thug.
Well, yeah, those three make sense, yeah. Right?
I don't think he would ever come at any of those three.
Those three,
well,
are
he came
the
at
most,
Future already, so
yes. But not really, not hard, and he didn't follow up,
nah,
and he's not going to.
Nah, to me, Future is the most influential artist in Atlanta. Like right. He
ever?
I'm saying like right at now, this okay. moment, right now. I think Future is like
you're ready to argue.
Future is like the Drake of Atlanta. Like if he fucking,
I could be insulting to some. I just want to say
not Drake of Atlanta. You know,
Try that again.
For this conversation,
try that again.
Bring it back.
Actually, I'm gonna use that as a clip.
Reel it in.
To me, Future's the biggest artist in Atlanta.
Okay, stop.
And he's very aware of how much his music has been influenced by Atlanta.
There you go.
So his falling out with Future probably felt the most personal, and you could tell he was the most hurt by it, which leads credence to what you're saying about why people stop fucking with Drake. Like, well, they all just like, you know what?
If Future's not fucking with him, that'd be a reason.
And listen, at the end of the day, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
So let me ask you this last two questions.
Yes.
At the end of the day, he's going to be fine. Did y'all hear what happened? Go.
I'm about to say,
did y'all hear what happened?
All right, dang.
Well, that's the thing, that right?
And none of my business. We talk about music. We are not
about nothing.
We are not detectives. We just talk about songs. That's
music.
Is it over? And if so,
no.
Yes.
Who won?
It's not over.
What makes it over? Well, how do you end over? So clearly, the last few times when Drake has been involved in stuff, he just kind of got quiet.
He just stopped.
And it was over, right?
Listen, he stopped talking. Yeah.
So
after Super Ugly, Nas, Ether, Takeover, all that happened, Hope still threw a little bit of jabs afterwards.
That nigga, like, Blueprint 2 wasn't a jab.
Yeah.
That whole song was dedicated to Nas.
All right. Does anybody count that song at all?
I do.
I don't.
I do.
Here's
I do
the thing. Not.
Why?
Here's
because
the
of
thing.
The time? Because of the time frame?
Because Ether was still so strong and so powerful. Ugh. It's still, as much as Hov dedicated a whole song to him, it still did not hold a candle to Ether the same way.
I still
potent
he's
as
still lost. Heart. He still lost, but I still count that record.
Does the Heart Part 6 count? Because I think when the Heart came out, everybody was like,
not like us.
Let's go back to your corners, guys. Let's go back to your towel people. Ding, ding, ding.
I think
let's
it's over for Drake.
You're not counting Part 6?
No, he is.
Oh, I was about to say.
I'm counting it, but that's definitely, to me, where it was.
I think it's over
I'm sure they'll throw little jabs
there. Do you think he waved the white flag on that record?
I think so.
Because on the record, he says, I'm waiting for you to return the favor in regards to, like, yo, speaking on facts, giving me, like, actual proof of shit that you're claiming. That wasn't him saying, I'm done. He's saying, I'm done until you actually prove something.
I think that's him saying, I'm done because I'm just done. I think the thing is, Kendrick really
does not sound like waving the white flag.
It doesn't sound like that man. That man sounds like he does not like Drake. I think it's going to be beef
forever.
We got that early on.
I think it'll never be over in a sense that, like,
I think he's forever going to throw shade.
For sure.
And it might be some hands thrown. I don't know.
As they fucking should. Just keep my wife and my kids out of it.
Might be some hands thrown.
Just keep my wife and my kids out of it. That's it.
Man.
I'm still not singing A-minor.
Listen, I don't know. Okay, back to Eden's question. To me, OVO.
It's catchy.
It's catchy as fuck.
To me, Kendrick won, to answer your question.
Okay.
And to answer your other question, I don't think it's over.
Kaz, so going back to you real quick, so just to answer those two. Who won?
Or who's winning? Let's say
who's
like
winning?
That. Who's winning?
Kendrick's winning not because of just the song, but because the Heart Part 6 sounded more defensive than the offensive.
So it's and it's over for you.
So once you start sounding defensive and start sounding like, "Whoa, I did this," and it'll show me the proof. It's like, bro, I didn't need to see Hov in a Tybo class to not think it was a funny bar. Like,
I didn't need to see him calling.
I didn't need to see the condom in the baby seat. Like, I didn't even see any of that. This is the battle, man.
But it's
once
just
you start
like,
saying like, all right, until you start proving yourself, I'm not saying nothing. Right. I'm not gonna diss
talking
you.
Talking about show me my 11-year-old.
And on top of that, and on top of that, in the heart part six, he's talking about, well, oh, I get it now. The reason why you're going so hard at this pedophilia thing is because you were molested, and you said that in the song,
which
he didn't listen to the damn song,
which wasn't true
at all. Exactly. So
how do you know that?
He said it.
Listen to the song.
Listen to the song, Mr. Morales, right?
They can
right
all there, say whatever they want in their songs. It doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we start having to do... So here's where I think the big conversation about this all happens, right? Honesty in rap, right? We got...
Niggas been lying lyrics raps being played, 4 years.
We got lyrics being played on court cases and saying we should be able to use that. Where's the line? Mm. Like, where's the line on, like, all right.
Don't fucking snitch on yourself, idiot.
Is it snitching on yourself? Is
yes.
it entertaining?
Yes.
Is my name actually whatever?
If you know
whatever,
you're intertwined with this street life, like that walk of life, and you're actually detailing shit, bro, like.
That's stupid.
It's a weird line to dance, though. It's a weird line to dance.
It's a weird line. It's
when is
the
entertainment? Where's the entertainment? When is it like, when are we talking about, okay. Al Pacino in Scarface, he plays a freaking cocaine dealer and all that type of stuff. Like, I'm not expecting him to be
this?
A cocaine dealer in real life.
Where are you going with this? Actor. He's an actor. It's a movie. It's different.
It's a role.
Playing a role in
the which is why I'm saying, where is the line when it comes to hip-hop music? Like,
some of these
a lot
niggas
of these
actually live that
role.
They live that life. Al Pacino doesn't live that life.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got paid to live that life.
He also played in Serpico. He's not
so
both.
I'm so supposed like, to,
if you know, like,
so I'm supposed to be under the impression cinephile. That Drake is a mob boss person who gets hits put out on people, who has gang ties, who has all this type of stuff.
Well, we know he has mob ties, like the J. Prince family, the rap a lot. We know that.
So I'm saying, what's the line? What's the line? If the truth is what matters in rap, and specifically in a battle between two of the biggest rap artists there is, where is the line on when the truth matters and when it doesn't matter? When if it's hot, does it matter?
What matters
if it's hot,
to you?
Doesn't matter?
What matters to you?
No, answer the question.
You have to answer the questions.
I have to answer the question.
You have to answer Eden's question.
What was
still.
Your question?
Is it over?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kendrick's winning and it's not over.
Okay.
It's simple.
I don't think it'll ever be over.
We know.
Be forever.
I think it'd be beef. Wait. Forever. I think it's gonna be like.
Why
that,
did you
man.
Do that?
That was the Cardi B. You don't remember the Cardi
forever.
B?
Yeah, you missed it.
I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it.
Okay. Yeah, I can't get the full turn.
You didn't hit the facial expression.
I wasn't doing the Cardi B.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah, the Cardi B. Well, we got that, Sandy. My bad. Oh, we wrapping it up? Oh, well, goddamn. All right. That's our, that is our, you know, wrap up on.
Rap.
Kendrick and Drake, I'm sure by the time this drops, we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Right. It'll be eight more songs.
Then, but man, gosh, what a week. Man. But I'll tell you this.
I would listen to a mixtape of nothing but Drake disses.
Oh, that's been my entire playlist for the week. My Spotify playlist has literally been
those 8 songs.
If
he drops an EP with just featuring everybody, some Metro tracks in there, like...
I mean, that would be funny. We've done enough of
a... Lo, don't you have a playlist?
I have a beef playlist. Hey, and I put together it was Like That, Euphoria, Meet the Grams, Like Us. It's like a little 5-song.
Gotcha.
Beat.
And I got to tell you, though, man.
I don't like you.
I got to tell you this. Last thing before we get out of here, though. I'm so happy that rap discourse came back for at least a week.
Yeah.
My entire timeline was nothing but dissecting lyrics, dissecting double meanings, quadruple entendres,
man,
responses
I've been
to
doing
records.
A rap discourse for fucking...
Right. But I bet it was a damn good week for you, wasn't it?
It was a tiring...
At the end of the day...
A tiring week, but...
End of the day, man, listen.
We care about hip-hop.
It was a boring-ass rap year until this happened. I'll say it like that. It was a boring ass rap year until this happened. I think the numbers will speak for itself. I think the media, all the rap media dudes came back. Like, I'm seeing Elliot drop videos, Wayno, Rob, Charlamagne, like everybody's back talking rap again. You know what I mean?
First of all, I ain't going nowhere.
I know you didn't go anywhere. I'm just saying.
I've been here. Rob has been here. Wayno's been here. Elliot's been here. B-Dot's been here. Joe's
but you guys didn't have anything to
we
talk
were talking
about
shit
like
we cared
this.
About. Like, yeah, this is now the focal point because it's beef. It's Kendrick and it's Drake. But hip-hop is still, we've had a good year up until this as well. Like, I'm not gonna
say
boring.
It was boring
because it wasn't no gossipy, messy shit like it is now.
No, I was tired of seeing stripper raps, bro.
I'm not.
I love the women rappers, man.
I'm not.
We've seen so many. It was nice to get a welcome change. Women was running.
So just like the stripper music, let's wrap this shit up.
What do you mean?
I'm not gonna do that.
You're not gonna acknowledge that it was women.
I enjoyed so much of the feet. No, let me get this. I enjoyed so much of the female rappers. They showed the diversity. A bunch of them came out to play. A bunch of them were having fun. They had their own little beefs as well. This took over, but nah, fuck that. It wasn't boring. It was something that you didn't prefer. I fucked with the
numbers
girls
don't
rapping.
Lie. A lot of people didn't prefer it as much as they preferred this.
That shit was fire.
As much as they preferred this. And I understand what you're doing. I understand what you're saying. You can't say nothing bad about the women rappers. I get it.
Don't do that.
I'm not saying anything bad.
All of it was hot, but I'm like, let's not act like, oh, it was because they were doing it, it was boring. No, that's not.
No, I'm just saying it was boring because it was boring.
It wasn't boring.
Bro, they were doing the same thing for the past 2.5 years, yeah, 3 years. I'm like, yo, please.
And then some of these niggas rap. And some of these niggas rap about the same shit for their entire careers. So
oh, not
different.
This week.
Yeah, because
there was some brand new content to talk about.
Well,
this week.
This year, because these two actually finally went head to head. But no, shout out to all the girls that were in the booth.
And it's not just
busy.
The girls.
Let me.
All
say
I'm
that.
Saying is the women
I'm
were
saying
on
that.
Top.
It wasn't boring. Hip hop wasn't boring. Now it's even more fun.
Damn, Kaz hates women.
You see the setup, right? No, let me say this, women.
No, I'm just saying like that's something.
You have a daughter.
I'm not
even said all that, bro.
I'm not trying to be like, no, I'm just saying it wasn't
all
boring.
I said was women were on top.
You said boring. I'm just saying it wasn't boring.
After 3 years, yes, it got a little repetitive and boring. Yes, it's not
no,
me saying I can't.
I was talking about this. I was talking about this year. That's all.
All right.
Anyway.
Just like we have to wrap the stripper music, let's wrap this up.
Guys, thank you so much for checking us out on Say Less to Cats Low Key. Rosie, what you got?
What you mean what I got?
No plugs. We're doing pot. We're potting for the love of the game, man. Like we always do at this time. Stay free, stay safe, and always say less. Catch Low on Apple Music, Rap Life Review on all your Apple Music streaming platforms. Catch Rosie out in these streets.
No.
No, not in the streets?
Not no more.
No streets for me. No streets. We catch me all over during the playoff stuff. Fanatics, Ringer, SNY, MSG. I'm all over the place. But we'll catch you next time, people. Have a good one. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Say less.